Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today's episode is brought to you by FabFitFun. It's the last day you'll hear me talk about the winter box, so get yours before they sell out. It has full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. Get $10 off with the code NEWSWORTHY at FabFitFun.com. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, a public showdown in the Oval Office and a terror attack on a Christmas market. Plus, who could get access to your mailbox, changes coming to rental cars, and Selena, the series. Those stories and more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, December 12th. You ready? Let's do this. Things got heated during a rare and very public talk at the Oval Office between President Trump and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. All things started friendly, but then came the finger-pointing and raised voices, all right in front of the cameras. Most of the disagreement was about the border wall and funding the government. Remember, the new deadline now to pass a spending bill and keep the government up and running is next week, December 21st. President Trump pushed for the wall in the meeting, calling it necessary for border security. And he made claims about the wall's construction that the New York Times calls false. The Democratic leaders pushed back. House Leader Nancy Pelosi said they should talk based on the facts, and she also didn't like when Trump talked about her in front of her. Senator Chuck Schumer was even more confrontational, saying while the president wants to shut down the government, he was there to make a deal and keep it open. And the conversation went on like that. Vice President Mike Pence was there, but he stayed completely silent. There's a week and a half left now before parts of the government could shut down if no spending bill is passed. Stay tuned. A judge ordered Stormy Daniels to pay the president. She now owes President Trump nearly $300,000 for attorney's fees. It's the end result from a defamation lawsuit against Trump that was thrown out. Trump's lawyers wanted more money, but still called this a victory. Daniels' lawyer, though, told CNBC she'll never actually have to pay Trump the money since he says Trump will owe her more money in other legal claims. That, of course, is TBD. Stormy Daniels is the adult film star who was paid money in 2016 to keep quiet after she says she had an affair with Trump. Temperatures are getting higher and the ice is getting thinner in the Arctic. That's what an annual federal report found. In fact, NOAA's Arctic report card found the oldest and thickest ice in the Arctic has declined by 95%. The Washington Post explains that's like the glue that holds the Arctic together. Scientists worry ice-free summers there will warm the entire planet even more. Unfortunately, there's been a terrorist attack in France. The country has now raised its security threat to the highest level, and authorities are on the hunt for the gunman. There was a shooting at Strasbourg's Christmas market. The Guardian reports three people are dead and about a dozen others are hurt. Again, at last check, the shooter has not been caught, but authorities say they do know who he is, and he was on a terrorist watch list. French media reports the man was hurt in some sort of exchange with police, but was ultimately able to get away. The search continues. Time magazine named its Person of the Year. The title goes to several journalists whose work has put them in jail or cost them their lives in what the magazine labeled the Guardians. The journalists include Jamal Khashoggi. Of course, he's the Washington Post columnist who was killed in Turkey by Saudi Arabia. It's the first time Time magazine chose someone who is no longer alive. Also, Maria Ressa for her and her website's critical coverage of Philippines President Duterte and his policies. and Walloon and Chasaou. They're two Reuters reporters who were sent to prison in Myanmar for investigating the mass murders of Rohingya Muslims. And finally, the entire staff of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Maryland. Remember, five staffers there died in a mass shooting in the newsroom back in June. Time magazine says the four journalists and the newspaper symbolized the broader fight by countless others around the world, the fight against the war on truth. The Trump administration has a new idea for the U.S. Postal Service to make more money. Sell access to your mailbox. Right now, it's illegal for anyone other than the Postal Service to deliver mail to a private mailbox. Instead, companies like FedEx and UPS just drop off boxes at your door. So it sounds like the USPS may now consider changing that for a fee. CBS News reports the U.S. Postal Service has reported 12 straight years of financial losses. President Trump wants to turn that around. But some critics wonder if the new proposed plan to sell access to your mailbox could backfire. There's the issue of your privacy, and also the possibility that people start using the other services more once they get access. But for now, no changes have been made. To be continued. More stories still ahead, but thank you to this week's sponsor that keeps the newsworthy free to you. It's The Neat Company, which helps you not only manage your finances faster and easier, but also store them in a safe, disaster-proof way. It also lets you keyword search your documents to find them again whenever you need them. No more searching through piles of papers and receipts. We all know what that's like. It is almost 2019, so start the new year right by getting your finances in order. This is especially useful for people who may run their own business or side hustle, or maybe you just want to finally keep track and analyze where your money is going. Neat can save you up to 12 hours a week doing this. It uses technology to automatically fill out the key data fields in all your documents. All you have to do is upload them with your smartphone, email, or your computer. You can try it for free, too. The Neat Company is offering a free 30-day trial at neat.com/newsworthy. That's a free 30-day trial, so you can make sure you love it before you pay. Just go to NEAT, neat.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Hertz customers have a new way to check out with their rental car even faster. Bloomberg reports Hertz has teamed up with Clear. You know Clear, you've probably seen it at the airport near TSA's pre-check. The airport kiosks allow flyers who sign up to use their fingerprints to bypass security. Now it seems the same tech will be used for renting cars. Hertz and Clear will now allow customers to skip the counter, pick up their car, and head right to the exit in minutes. The Clear pods will then scan the driver's face or fingerprints and get them on their way. Right now, the Clear checkout at Hertz is being used in Atlanta, but the companies plan to roll it out to 40 more locations next year. Delta says no more emotional support dogs and cats on certain flights. The airline announced that animals under the age of 4 months will not be allowed to fly anymore. And NBC News reports Delta is also banning all emotional support animals from boarding flights longer than 8 hours. The new policy starts right before the Christmas rush on December 18th, although there is a grace period until February if you already have your tickets and your requests booked. It's a controversial topic. Delta says there's been a big increase in problems and incidents involving these animals. Unlike service animals, emotional support pets are not regulated by the Americans with Disabilities Act. Many support the changes, but some say it'll hurt military families who rely on their support animals. Heads up, there's another recall to tell you about. Nearly 30,000 pounds of Jimmy Dean sausage links are recalled. They may have pieces of metal in them. It impacts the Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links with pork and turkey with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. No reports of injuries from it so far, but to be safe, you should throw these out or return them where you bought them. A new series is coming to Netflix that will be all about Selena, the story of the late pop star. Netflix says Selena, the series, will be a scripted show, and the Cantania family is involved in the project. Selena sold more than 60 million albums worldwide before her career was cut short. She was shot and killed back in 1995. Netflix didn't say who will play Selena in the series. Of course, Jennifer Lopez played her in the 90s movie. Entertainment Tonight reports the new two-part series will premiere in 2020. Kathy Lee Gifford announced she is leaving NBC's Today Show. She co-hosted The Fourth Hour for more than 10 years. She made an emotional announcement on the show yesterday, but she's not leaving until April 2019. Also in entertainment, Queen's hit song Bohemian Rhapsody has become the most streamed song from the 20th century. Entertainment Weekly reports the song reached 1.5 billion streams since its release in 1975. Of course, the song got a recent boost because the movie about Queen is out right now. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, you can always read more about the news stories in this episode at thenewsworthy.com. Click episodes from the homepage and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen and get all caught up every weekday by 4 in the morning. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day. Just a quick reminder to grab your FabFitFun winter box before they're gone. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box that always gives you a value of more than $200. But with the coupon code Newsworthy, it'll only cost you $39.99. And it's so worth it for full-size products that you'll actually use and love. I know I love mine. Use code Newsworthy at FabFitFun.com to get yours.